I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll start today in India, where there's a connection between persecution and leadership development training. And English Bibles aren't enough. A lack of sign language scripture keeps many U.S. deaf people away from church. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. It's getting harder to follow Christ in India. Morningstar News reports the number of attacks on Christians is up by about 67% since 2014. Faith-based organizations say it's becoming increasingly difficult to work within the country. However, as Joe Handley notes, Asian Access's approach makes a difference.
We're less at risk because we're more about leader development. And secondly, we're starting to develop more sustainable systems.
Asian Access provides leadership development training throughout Asia.
You look back to the Cape Town Congress in 2010. They said one of the glaring needs for the global church is the empowerment of leaders. Whether the church is growing rapidly and in desperate need of leadership training, or the church is undernourished, under-resourced, and can't break through, the key tipping point factor is the empowerment of leaders.
Believers are taught how to lead and how to make their work sustainable.
Less resources are necessary from outside the country so that more can be deployed just internally.
Please pray for the development of Christian leaders in India.
Pray that these leaders can rise to the occasion. Pray for their empowerment.
Mission Cry has helped provide over $350 million worth of free used Bibles and Christian books around the world. Some believers who have received and distributed these materials have been persecuted, but continue proclaiming the name of Jesus. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford shares about Pastor T.L. in India.
He's been imprisoned. He's been beaten to near death for simply distributing the Bible and Christian books. As he sat across from me, he said, "Reverend, I want you to know that they can beat me. They could beat my son, but they can't beat the Bible. God's word is forever, and it changes, and it's the only thing that makes a difference. It's the only thing that doesn't return void."
Pastor T.L. is asking for more books so the word of God can take a deeper root in India, but he needs your help.
By faith, we'll be sending another container in 3 weeks, and the need for that, to get that container over there, nearly $500,000 of donated Bibles and Christian books, would be $10,000. That's going to be distributed near Bangalore and then also in Damapur in the northern area in India. And both areas are in desperate need.
Help this project by donating your old Christian books and Bibles or financially supporting Mission Cry. You can start at missionnews.org. And less than 1% of the deaf community in the U.S. attend church at least once a year. Deaf Bible Society's J.R. Bucklew.
A lot of that had to do with a lack of access to the sign language Bible. Either they weren't being engaged with a Bible in their language, or if they were, that was it, but there was no push for continued personal engagement, and there were no other resources being developed.
Deaf Bible started creating daily sign language devotional videos. They're a minute long so they can spread a biblical message to deaf people. Progressive technology like Instagram TV has helped this ministry project grow. Bucklew says Deaf Bible hopes others in the deaf community will replicate what they're doing.
We sort of hope for real organic development of engagement resources coming from deaf churches and deaf leaders and deaf people, to where it gets to the point where we're just one of 1,000. We want to see the deaf church take ownership of engaging their people. That would be a really amazing outcome for us, which is why we continue to change the way we do the videos.
Please pray these devotionals will help the gospel further break into the deaf community. To be part of the outreach, like Deaf Bible on Instagram and find more ways to engage at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get yours at missionnews.org. To listen on demand or in your daily flash briefing, just search your Alexa app for Mission Network News. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.